What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug, hello. And hi.
Hey Doug. This is, we're on a mission.
What's the mission?
I don't know, but I feel very secretive today.
All right, well can I...
I feel like we snuck into this place.
Where we're at?
Yes.
We're at the bazaar.
By Jose Andres.
Mm-hmm.
Andreas.
Okay. At the SLS Hotel in La Cienega in Los Angeles.
Right. It's inside.
Near steps from the Beverly Center.
Right. And also next to Morton's Steakhouse, oddly.
Yeah. But bazaar is this place is a really... It's B-A-Z-A-A-R.
B-A-Z-A-A-R.
Not bizarre, but it is kind of bizarre in
bizarre,
here.
Like food bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of different layouts, like no two tables are the same in this place. And I think we're going to have a nice time here.
They're just setting up for service right now, really. So we're seeing like the inner, not the inner, the beginnings. What do you
call
that?
Yeah, we're seeing the part where hardly anything's happening.
The inner works.
One guy's walking around. Another lady's writing down everything. So... joining us today in this swanky place is not open yet, so I feel bad for telling you, hey, make sure you dress up. it's comedian Dave Ross.
Hello. Thanks
Dave,
for having me.
So nice.
Thank you very much. I know I wore my tux, which I bought just for this, so fuck
got,
you guys.
You've got a new album out?
Yeah, I do. It's called The Only Man Who Has Ever Had Sex.
Finally.
It's biographical.
Finally that person speaks out.
Yeah, no, people have been wanting
to hear
about sex
it.
For a long time.
Yeah. How is it?
The album, it's very good. sex, you're asking?
Yeah. Is that something?
Yeah, it's good. I don't know. It's fine.
It's not for everyone?
Yeah. Honestly, you'll be fine without it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man,
I can't believe they let me in here. You know, I drive a hatchback.
Oh boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you pulled the hatchback up to the valet?
Haven't gotten a car wash in decades.
What kind of hatchback?
Don't worry about it. It's a Hyundai Accent. It's a little 2013.
She's really nosy, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, it's too much.
She's a real hardball journalist. She really will come at you hard.
What kind of hatchback?
Questions.
Yeah.
She's got a follow-up question at all times.
What you can't see if you're listening at home is that she's wearing football pads. It's very intimidating.
That is odd. The guy in front of me opened up his trunk when I pulled into the valet, and he had a whole bunch of, he had like, I want to say 10, the grips that you would put on a battery when you're going to jump it.
Whoa.
But nothing attached to it.
Just the grips.
And they were all attached to his trunk in a
row. Really?
And I was, kind of thinking, what's that for?
He sells the grips? Chips grips?
Maybe he does.
Yeah.
He's just really ready if there's a roadside emergency.
There's nothing attached to him, I say.
Well, they're backups.
Mm. Oh, I see. And he attaches
those things. They get fried out, you know.
Oh, yeah. Of course you know that.
I don't know. I don't know what happens. I'm so, I assume it's true of many people now. I'm just so, I don't know how to do anything with a car anymore because they don't have to.
Absolutely.
You know, now that there's ride services and stuff.
Like they're all...
They take care of the car. You just ride in it.
Well, like with hybrids and everything, I mean, and you open it up and it's like, where's the battery? I mean, like normally you'd
right.
see it sitting there and it would be like, the positive, the negative, and you know how to electrocute yourself, and
right.
that's good. And now you don't even know how to do that.
Yeah. Do new cars, like, even, do the batteries even die ever? Or are they just batteries really good now?
I think they do. A battery die.
Really? Mm-hmm.
I think it's actually even more delicate because so much of the car is battery run now.
Right.
Actually, you know, I have no idea if that's true or not. I just made that up.
We'll just throw it out there.
Yeah, you know? Sure.
It's all battery all the time.
The whole car's the battery. I'm
like
a battery.
I used to, like, the cars I used to drive, like, when you're running out of gas, you'd, like, turn down the radio.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't want to use any of that precious energy, you know.
Like, no air conditioning, nothing.
Yeah, everything, turn the air conditioning off, roll the windows down.
No LED lights on whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. Man, I've been riding in a friend's car and had the whole car shut off while we were driving it.
Oh, in a hybrid.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, that's happened to me in a hybrid.
Has
the whole
it really?
Thing just stopped.
Whoa, crazy.
It scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, it's scary.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Man, this place is so cool.
I know. Every little part is like, so I guess we'll have them tell us about it, but it's themed after aviation.
Yeah, like we're going on a trip.
On a first class plane trip.
Oh, I can see that. Like, do they always, like when you do this show, do they always shut down the whole place for you?
No, it depends.
Man. Sometimes we're just in a place while they're in full, you know.
You never know.
We go odd times a day, so we're never in a place that's like packed.
Right.
But although that Monty's Burgers was pretty full when we did that. And,
it was fun.
The place rules.
You get a little background noise, you know, but like this is really nice.
Yeah.
We're going to just get a nice
down
clean recording.
Key Spaka, they closed down and...
Yeah.
We had this, you know, their chef just like, it was like, it's like what they're doing here, basically. They're just, we're the only people here and they're coming over to.
If I could eat only like this as the only person in a massive restaurant every day, I would.
Something's happening right behind you over your shoulder, Karen.
Oh my gosh. We've got something happening already,
this
folks.
Looks so good.
Here it comes.
Happening.
We've got, I believe.
Maybe you should go there if we were coming in this way. I don't know.
This is Ricardo. And you are the general manager, correct?
Oh, wait. Oh, he's going to run around. He's run around all over the place. Oh, okay,
wow, thank
cool.
you very much.
Okay.
That looks beautiful.
Let me move this phone out of the way so the pictures can look nicer.
This is...
Thank you, Ricardo.
Really beautiful stuff coming at us here.
Oh, my
goodness
gracious.
For real,
this
looks so
this
good.
This is like, all right. We're going to ask you all about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got so many questions already. This stuff just keeps coming, and it all looks amazing.
This is Dave.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I've told, their publicists or whatnot, just bring one or two things. And
thank
so
you
what
very
they're
going
to do is do this three times is what I understand.
No.
Oh, okay.
They're going to pare
no
down.
No way.
That's correct.
Hello.
That's crazy.
Oh.
Wow. Hi. Talk right
here
into
we
this
go.
Microphone.
Yeah.
And you are, Ricardo, what's your last name?
Ricardo Garrido.
And where are you from?
I'm from Spain, from Madrid.
Is that where you met... Jose Andreas?
I've been with Jose for 7 years. I met him in Miami for the first time.
Yeah.
South Beach. And then I've been moving around with him a little bit.
Right. And how many restaurants does he currently have?
So right now he has 34.
Oh, okay. So he does okay.
A couple, yeah.
He has a couple here and there.
This is a Michelin, right?
So we have Somni, which is a 2 Michelin star restaurant.
Uh-huh.
We've been open less than a year. And then Bazaar, we didn't get a star, but next year we'll get one for sure.
But you have a special star in the Gourmand, in the Bib Gourmand, right?
Yes.
Yeah, which is like a stop-by star, kind of. Is that what it is?
Kind of, yeah.
Like, come on, stop by here. We're in the Michelin Guide. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. You're going to have a great night.
Yes.
Come here for sure.
And so what do we have here?
So obviously we're a Spanish restaurant. We have a lot of dishes, 85 on our menu, but I wanted to bring you... what is a little bit of Spain, right? In the center, we have our patatas bravas. This is the best start. You know, a little bit of brava sauce, a little bit of alioli, which is kind of mayonnaise with a little bit of garlic. On the other side, we have embutidos platter. We love pork. We eat everything from the pork. We have jamón, chorizo, lomo, salchichón, okay?
Apricots.
Apricots, to finish with. And then on the right side, we have a little bit of tomato bread.
Oh,
it's
right.
Called pan de cristal. We bring it from Spain. So the idea, everything with your hands, he's doing very well, actually. We put it on the top of the bread. It kind of sandwich. And then here, something that is not from Spain that we also have on the menu is our tuna ceviche. It's one of my favorite things. It's amazing to start with, and we have some plantains on the side too.
So we should start with, I guess, well...
So everything is family style, tapas. So get messy, get some fries, then get some ceviche.
The plantains are incredible.
And then
so
go
delicious.
With a little bread.
Yeah, it's also good. I've already eaten all of it.
Bread is crazy.
Oh,
oh my Lord.
Tomato so what you bread.
Got, see what you do, guys? You put in the this into that.
Oh, dip the plantains in the ceviche?
It's like tacos, right? You don't need tacos with forks or knives. You use everything with your hands.
That's right. Let's see if we can do it, though.
And you're saying just pile everything on?
Yes.
All right. If not, I'll bring
all right,
some.
I'm going to pile it all on.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to put some of this meat on this bread.
Yeah, that's a great plan. Yeah.
That's my breakfast every day.
Yeah.
Give me jamon, tomato bread.
Really?
Yes, healthy.
Yeah, my God, this looks so good.
Ricardo, are you going to have some, too?
Might as well. If you invite me to get some, absolutely.
I mean, we're just sitting, you know, we only have enough food for a small party. This would be like...
Yeah. Like I said, we don't want you to leave hungry from here.
Don't worry,
right?
None of it will go to waste.
We're not going to leave hungry, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, this tomato, I mean, this tuna is...
Man.
It's so
it's good. So now imagine yourself in a terrace in Spain, eating these things, cold, fresh beer. That's what we do here.
Or a really crispy white wine, right? You could have
absolutely.
That. Or pretty nice much cocktail. Anything, I'd be happy with this. A milkshake, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, I could only eat this tomato bread for the rest of my life and be happy. Honestly, I might.
Tomato bread is like something I've just been learning about. And we've had it. We had it another place we went to, and it's so good. I don't know why we're. I don't know why everyone isn't eating it every day.
And it's so easy. You literally, I do it in the morning. I do like more or less 5 or 6 tomatoes. You put it in the fridge, and every day you can just add.
Man,
do you take
the simplest thing?
Yep. You take the skin off. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you just mash it down.
I mash it, and I get everything.
Salt and pepper.
Salt, okay. Hero garlic, olive oil.
Wow.
I'm about to do this thing where you dip the fried plantain in the ceviche.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's
so good.
Avocado on
You're
top of the
so
ceviche.
Happy you did it.
Here's the thing. I've also never one time in my life eaten ceviche.
No what? Way.
This is my first ceviche ever.
Oh, let's dude. Get a picture.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Hold, please.
Oh, capture the moment.
I'm going to video this baby.
Audio's not enough for this.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
All right.
Dave's okay. First ceviche. Here it is. It's happening live.
Whoa.
It's good, right?
Yeah, whoa. I didn't know that's what it was. I also don't know what it is.
Wait a minute. Have you had sushi before?
Yes.
Have you had poke? Poke?
Yes.
It's like poke
like
without, without what they put on it.
Oh, okay. But with some sort of like vinegar or something like that?
So, no. Here we have a little bit of soy.
Okay.
Yuzu on the just to give it a little bit of.
Well, okay, cool. Man, wow.
So because we were talking about drinks, I'm going to come. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm going to bring you some really Spanish drinks. Okay?
All right. Yeah. Thank right you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Oh, let's talk. This is...
So
I didn't even say talk right. I'm so excited.
This is
what we haven't talked about yet is that there are now 2 severed heads on the table. If you want to eat people, this is the restaurant you're going to want to come to.
They brought us everything. Ceviche, brains.
I'm giving one of these to Aristotle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's no meat on this whatsoever. You're
right. I smeared a little meat on every piece.
I don't eat anything if there's not meat in it.
No meat, nothing.
Man, this is too good.
Yeah, this is really.
You heard what's in it.
Really impressive.
I love it, man.
Have you had an apricot?
Oh, I love an apricot, though.
Yeah.
Look at this. These aren't even the kind... They pit them right here. You see that?
Whoa.
This isn't the kind... At first, it looks like, oh, this is the ones we get from Trader Joe's when you open the bag. No, folks.
These are better.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Man.
Did you guys have one of these chippy things?
Oh, not yet.
Yeah, these chips are...
What exactly?
Man, I need to slow down on the appetizers.
This is
Well, I think it's going to be all tapas all the time, right? They're going to bring out.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to pare it down. Yeah. So it's not like 75 things again. But we'll see. I mean, who knows?
Napkins kicking around here.
We don't have.
There's no napkins. There's no utensils. But that's what happens when you just burst into a restaurant when they're not open.
And also, we're supposed to. He said, don't use utensils and just wipe it on yourself.
He didn't say that.
Really?
You see, he's got such nice clothes on. There's no way that guy said that.
He said, wipe it all over you. That's what they do in Spain.
Yeah, okay.
These chip things are.
Even all the blood from the people we're eating?
I don't know why.
Is this a joke anyone else has made on your podcast?
No.
Where this place kindly opens their doors to you and you just say that everyone here is a cannibal? Is that
not
funny?
Not everyone. The lady that writes stuff down probably isn't.
Yeah. You don't have to be a cannibal to work at the cannibal restaurant.
This stuff, though. Let's get back to the ceviche. So you've had sushi.
Yes.
And does this remind you of sushi?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now we're talking.
Wow, those chips are incredible with the aioli on them.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other thing on them?
I'm picking this up with my hands. I can't.
Yeah. What is it?
Rava sauce.
Cool.
Thank you.
We don't need a lot of spicy things. We'll be the most spicy thing that we
Really?
It's a little bit of guindilla, which is our Spanish pepper. Red pepper is a little bit spicy.
Oh, so you don't, in general, you don't do a lot of spice, huh?
We don't.
Oh, interesting.
I'm down with that.
Doug's not the hugest spice person.
Yeah, so this is perfect.
Yeah, this is, it's so, everything just goes so well with each other. Like, look at these little guys. What is this little, that little item?
I would have never had the idea to put, to scoop ceviche with a plantain.
Yeah, right.
But I'm doing it right now and it's fantastic.
It's incredible.
But I guess in, let's say you're gonna go get this sort of thing at a place that has chips. You know, you have a similar thing that you do when you eat with chips.
Yeah,
like chips poke, you do like that.
Yeah, but these are just they're so delicious. I mean, I've never had plantains that were this not sweet tasting.
Yes.
You know, they're more like a chip or a cracker.
I mean, this is the kind of thing where, you know, I'm not supposed to have gluten. I don't give a fuck. I'm eating this whole piece of toast.
Oh, just, yeah.
I
totally understand.
I mean, I'm just going to switch my whole diet right now, I think. I'm just going to say, you know what? This is dumb what I'm doing because this is too good.
You gave it a try.
Yeah, I gave it a try. I don't see the difference in me.
If I eat tomato bread, I die. So I'm just in, you know what I mean? I'm kidding. I'm not going to die.
It makes me nervous because... He's allergic to shellfish, and what if something,
Right, there's a lot of shellfish.
What will happen? You'll blow up a bit.
Yeah, I blow up a little. It's not that bad.
Your tongue gets big, maybe.
Yeah.
Get a tickle in your throat.
Kind of itchy, which is no fun for the people around me.
Weren't you saying you had a friend? He's a comedian, actually.
Yeah, Baron Vaughn is deeply allergic to dairy in such a way that he has to go to the ER if he even touches it.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
that crazy.
Whoa, what's happening here?
This looks like some sort of medical procedure.
We got to get them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, get out the video camera.
Thank you.
My lead partner is going to talk about it a little bit more. We're in Spain, right? We're eating a lot of Spanish food. We need to have a gin and tonic. Of course, because we're at the bazaar, we need to make it a little bit different, a little bit Jose's way. Okay?
Yeah.
So, everybody, as soon as we drop this, they're like, oh, we didn't order coffee. We ordered a gin and tonic. Right? You see a siphon, and you're like, oh, what's going on? Please go ahead.
You can, yeah, totally. Cool. Right on. So this is a...
this is Josh, everybody.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good?
Yeah, pleasure. So this is a vacuum siphon gin and tonic. Right? This is one of my favorite things that we do on the menu. What we're going to do is we're going to turn vodka into gin, tableside. As you can see, this is actually Stoli vodka down here. And what I have in here is I have juniper. Fresh from Sequoia, actually. Our chef from Somni went and got it for us. Got rosemary, lemon, and once I press this down, this rubber will create a vacuum, right? It was down, vodka will go up, and become gin, quote-unquote gin.
Right? Is that how you make gin anyway?
Well, every single gin is at one point in the distillation process essentially a lot like a vodka, right? But then they throw in the juniper. And this kind of infusion would take about 2 weeks, usually. This is going to take about 5 minutes. And that's it. We're going to punch it in. Whenever you do all this cold pressure.
We're going to punch it in.
Yeah, we're going to punch it in. That's the fun part, for sure.
This is very cool. I've never seen anything like it.
Very cool, yep.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. And it is a massive oversimplification, but when I think of Spain, cocktail-wise, I think refreshing. I really
right.
do. Like,
yeah.
big glasses, as you see right in front of you.
Yeah.
A lot of just relaxation.
Yeah.
Really, they drink low ABV. They drink vermouth on the rocks. Huh. They just don't stop drinking.
Right.
So it's a total trip.
Vermouth
light
on the rocks.
Going mm-hmm. always. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Every moment of your life.
Every
yeah.
single moment. That's right. yeah, that's sure. the goal, right?
Right.
That's the siesta. So.
Right, right, right.
But they're not huge drinks. I mean, they're like refresh, like you're saying, they're refreshing. You're not going to, you know, just drink to just have.
That's right.
You're going to drink to enjoy your
that's right.
your afternoon or
and
whatever
we,
you
we've
are.
All been in places where they drink to get the buzz. And this is the opposite. That culture over there is
drink
the
drink.
Opposite. They drink to enjoy it.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
In fact, when I go back home to Texas, I get like a nicer beer, not to sound, and I try so hard to hide it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my family to see the hipster that moved
sure,
to L.A., right?
Sure.
And my brother said, well, I guess you like to taste your beer. And I'm like, okay, I guess I do.
That's a cool thing to notice.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like when I go back to New York. I mean, it's not Lone Star. It's Yingling or whatever.
yeah.
And they're just like, what is that? I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm
is
having
it
fun.
Yes, I'm having fun. Exactly, exactly.
yeah.
And that's the way we think of it. It's not just a gin and tonic. Like, you go to San Diego, big like I go there all the time. All the Navy guys, double gin and tonic, you know, all the time. And that's fine. Do you. Have fun.
Yeah.
They try to enjoy this. So it's a big show.
That's
and
great.
Also, it's aromatics. The shape of the glass is the most important ingredient. I like to say that all the time because it's going to hold in all the aromatics. About 75% of taste is smell, as I'm sure you know. And so we try to really take advantage of that. There's going to be this own ecosystem. We're serving it inside a wine glass, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's so you can smell everything before you taste it.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
Wow, that's cool.
We should say, we haven't really described that this is basically looks like a science experiment. It's in looks like a beaker down at the bottom.
Oh, it looks like complete anarchy.
It's on fire.
For sure. yeah, it's on fire.
It's on fire. And then, like he's saying, the vodka rose to the top through.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's actually going through like a percolator, like an upside down coffee.
That's right. That's right. This is actually built for coffee.
Oh, there you go.
Right.
Because yeah,
so
there's two different kinds, the drop through or the, I don't know what it's called, the drip and then what do you call the other way?
It's vacuum siphon.
Vacuum siphon.
It's vacuum siphon. It's actually raised because it's supposed to be a burner under here. Mm-hmm. And so we do cold pressure with dry ice. I'm going to break it right there.
And we'll have pictures to show, but it's fucking great. And then, yeah.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah, this is far and away the coolest thing I've ever seen.
And you guys are just starting this bar program here, a new bar program.
That's right, that's right. We're actually starting up. So sorry. Hey, Danny.
Yes. Uh-oh, there's a problem.
We're actually starting up a new flight bar. down
a
there.
Flight bar, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw your ticket.
It's a whole, yes, that's
explain
right. We're.
You can kind of explain after you, you know, do. You
no,
be
no,
here.
No, please, please. I appreciate that. It's actually 12 countries, 12 cocktails. I'm pouring cocktails as we do this. It's
yes.
12 countries, 12 cocktails. And it was 6 months of R&D. It was one of the hardest things we've ever done as a team, right? And
yeah, that's got to be rough, running around the whole world looking to see what you like to drink best.
Oh, it was horrible. Horrible, horrible life, for sure. Absolutely. But the best part was we would show up, Daniel right here, we would actually show up every single week, 3 times a week on our off day. Right, and oftentimes during our shift, right? Just trying to think of something. It was very, very stressful and very fun, as most good things are, right?
Yeah.
And it was really, really fun until there's always that moment where the fun you have to transfer to the other people, you know, and
yeah.
like make it like accessible and really fun. So we do 12 countries, 12 cocktails. It's a trip entirely around
wow.
the world. And it's we actually built a whole new bar over in the dessert area. And it's a 10-seater. And what we do, there we go, I'm going to go ahead and pour tonic now. We actually start in Italy, go all over, and the second one is actually Spain. And that's where we are right now.
Cool.
The gin, we learned something one time, that it's called a gin tonic, not a gin and tonic there. Is that true?
You know, I've actually heard them say that, and I think that's maybe the relaxed culture. they don't like that extra syllable, I guess. When
that's
I was
funny.
Actually, mm-hmm, when I was there, my niece was actually born there, so I spent a lot of time there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already, here it is. Please enjoy. Is this for you?
Oh, no? Sure.
Yeah?
Great. Oh, there's one there, too.
That's right. Cool. This is, oh, cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
This is, looks like the good start to a good bar program.
Oh, we're trying. We're trying. Yeah. This is Spain. We're very, very excited to have it represent.
Whoa, man. Mmm. Right? Now,
so citrusy when you get your nose in there.
That's right.
So good.
Mm.
That's right. And so you can't help but be, I like to say, punched with all the aromatics.
Yeah.
It's very, very important in bartending.
I've never had a drink before where they made the gin at the table.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
It's definitely.
It's a total trip.
Yeah, it's a total trip. And definitely.
That's the only
best
time,
gin tonic
the
I've
only
ever
time
had.
I'll drink gin.
Oh, yeah, when they make
when
it
made
in front
at
of
the
you.
Table. Yeah. So
from now on,
so
that's
it. And if you want that, this is the only place.
It's the only way I'm ever going to have an alcoholic drink from now on.
And some folks from Breaking Bad, I think they do.
That's right.
Sure. Yeah, they make the meth at the table. Yeah. It's the only way I do meth for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you're classy. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I have high standards with my methamphetamine.
Of course.
Yeah. It's got to be blue, and it's got to be made right here.
No, and just to be even more snobby, when I go home, I will not have gin.
You won't? Really?
I will not have gin unless it's made at the table, for sure.
Man. You know? I'll bet you are so spoiled.
Oh, it's
you can't
large.
Be drinking Beef Eater anymore. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's the thing, though. I can. I can. And it's a good problem to have.
Oh, that's
it
great.
Really is. Yeah, yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, I don't really have a taste for, I don't like gin and tonic, and yet here I am drinking one that's delicious.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you really,
you
tweaked it all, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, that's the
in
point. Like,
way.
People would say, why not just start with gin? Why turn vodka into gin? It's because it's a blank canvas. Like, you see everything in the top layer that we infused? There's cucumber, there's lemon, there's rosemary. You're tasting all of that right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Vodka is a blank canvas that we get to do our own with. You're never going to beat gin in my eyes, right? But this is our version of it. That's the reason why.
Would you say gin and then maybe bourbon are the two, like, ones that are the most prized alcohols? You know what I mean?
I would say
like,
in America, yes. Gin has a comeback in America. And that's an oversimplification. I think, like, people are going to be like, it never left. Bartenders would say, gin never left. But I see more and more people saying, I like gin now. I'm hearing that sentence a lot. And it makes me really excited. Bourbon is America's, you know, pride.
Right.
For sure. Like, you can't make it outside of America, and that's really cool. It's really fun. We actually do a really cool rye cocktail. Like, I really want you guys to come back and try the cocktail that represents America. That was very, very fun.
Whatever you think's best.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the cocktail that represents America?
It's called Lost
it's
in French
gun.
Quarter. It's just a gun. Yeah, you have to actually climb
this.
Over a wall to try the cocktail.
It's a wall.
Total trip. Yeah, it's a total trip. Yeah, yeah. It's a bill of rights. It's served on a bill
it's
of rights.
A bill
rights.
Of rights with a wall on top and a gun in it. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. No, but what's the American cocktail?
It's called Lost in French Quarter. It's really
oh,
fun.
Cool.
It's a twist on the Sazerac, right?
Well, I don't know what that is.
Sazerac is debatably the first American cocktail. Debatably the first cocktail.
Oh.
Right, cocktails.
Yeah, come on, Dave.
Yeah, no. Good point.
Get with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And it started out because the first guy to teach me anything about bartending that I really took in, he said, first thing I do when I go to new bars, I order a Sazerac, because that lets me know. That's my litmus test. If they do it right, and he's also not a snob, doesn't judge. If he doesn't like, he gets a Boilermaker and ducks out. Right.
Yeah, sure.
That's the fun part. So I took it as a challenge.
Cool.
So this one we actually do rye, which is a sharp rye grass whiskey, right? Represents the American side. Then we do a little bit of 1738, and we infuse both of those with chamomile.
Wow.
And then add Peychaud's bitters, and then we do a chamomile lemon cloud on top and on the side. So you smell lemon cloud the
entire time.
Everything's
in a cloud now.
Everything's in a cloud. That's that. We also have a sign that says that outside.
Wow, outside. Cool. Very digital.
Did you? How did you learn all? I mean, you went to bartending school? I mean,
no,
what do you
no.
do? Do you go to chef school?
No, it's actually rather interesting. A lot of bartenders, especially when I'm hiring people, I almost prefer it if you didn't go there, because a lot of them create monsters. That's the way we like to say it. You learn bad habits at a lot of bartending
they teach,
schools.
Like, too many rules or something like that.
Absolutely. Like,
yeah,
and I know, like, if you're a, like, you might scoff at a comedian school.
Absolutely.
Right? It might be way better to learn on the fly.
Oh, sure.
Thing,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, like,
and that's how you learn?
Some people are different, though. Like, if they don't have somebody educating them to the basics early on,
yes.
they may not ever get into it. Like, they
absolutely
need that push.
Absolutely,
for sure.
But I think most people in mm-hmm. in both of those areas
yeah.
are more self-driven. That's why they're doing it.
Absolutely. Like, Eddie Griffin went to school for it. And then his final show for the class was at the Comedy Store. And that's how he got into it. He was like 30. Right? No so way. That's
yeah.
that example.
Yeah, and,
I totally agree
and they do. They have, like, just a place.
Oh, not Eddie Griffin, the bartender.
No.
No. He's also a great bartender.
Yeah, he's really that. Great. Underrated. Yeah. Underrated for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
So what did you do? How'd you start?
You just go in. You just
no,
go
you.
In? Oh, I did. I started club scene, honestly, up in West Hollywood, and it's everything you think. It's everything you think. It's crazy.
You just got behind yeah. They hired you to be a bar back or something?
That's right. And they a busser at first and bar back and bartender, wow. and it's vodka soda all day. You're counting just up to eight, and that's it. That's it. And then I come here. It's life-changing entirely.
Yeah.
Yeah, a year and a half ago. And you just learn on the fly. You learn the biggest thing that is a relief is to be proud of the product. And you don't know you miss it until you get it.
Yeah.
Right? And it was really fun. Like, I don't ever want to go back to the old school of, I will never leave a dive bar. I love them. But I don't want to go back to that unless I'm bringing something like this there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the fun part.
Which would be fun.
It sure would. Yeah.
Have a dive bar that has all of a sudden a science experiment.
Have a pop-up awesome bar and a dive bar.
Absolutely.
That'd be so fun.
That's fun.
That's exactly.
Yeah. That's great,
I think you should do that on your day off.
Yes.
We'll try. We'll help you. We'll get Eddie Griffin to come by. You might do a set.
I would love
Dave
to.
Dave will do a set for us. Maybe Doug will MC.
To everyone listening, I'm doing a pop-up at Dave & Buster's on Monday. I'm kidding.
That'd be a good place. Oh, yeah.
That'd be great. Cool. But I'm going to let you guys continue on. Thanks for enjoying Spanish-style
awesome.
Cocktails with me.
Yeah, it's so good,
fun.
Man.
Thank you. Means a lot.
Have a bite to eat on your way out.
I would love to. I got to run. I got to go hollow out some limes. That's my life.
All right.
Very cool. Really cool. But thanks for having me. Please enjoy, guys. Enjoy.
All right, awesome.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Oh. I mean, guys.
I'm not just saying that to the guy.
No.
Like, I don't like gin or tonic. And this is amazing.
Why not?
It's so tasty.
It's... Yeah, I mean, it's far and away the best gin and tonic I've ever had.
There's not enough people using science to make these things.
Not even Thomas Dolby.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool to hear someone talk about, I guess, like, obviously it is, but I hadn't really thought about how creative bartending is as a field. And to be like, I don't know, I guess it's just fun to watch someone talk about how they love what they do.
To be more and more so all the time.
Yeah.
Like, every time we, get to talk to bartenders at these restaurants.
They're passionate.
Yeah, it's cool.
They're passionate. They've got great ideas. And, I just had a great idea. Let's go to a brief commercial break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're back.
I'm going to have more tomato bread.
Lots of people around.
And we're drunk.
I mean...
drunk on delicious plantains and ceviche and tomato bread.
Different sorts of
people walk around thinking they know, pizza, pizza, pizza. Yeah, well, what about tomato bread?
What about tomato bread, right?
It's so good.
It's like, I've got to order stuff to, they're not open. I mean, I got to bring some to Blake. He has to taste this.
Well, there's some right there.
Yeah, I'm freaking out about the tomato bread.
A little to-go-y-go.
I'll get a little, maybe we will. Because he loves tomato bread. We had it that time at Otano. Remember that?
Otonio?
Otonio had tomato. Oh, maybe not when you were there, but when we went there, separate.
Okay.
Not. It's different than this, though, but both delicious. Uh-oh, Ricardo's back.
Everything is amazing. Oh, well, okay, I think, we're trying to make way for it.
Yeah, we're gonna, we don't want anything.
You gave us so
we
want
to save it, but we can't eat it all because we're already full.
So I'm going to bring another drink, but you're going to eat it.
Oh, we're going to eat it.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it already.
Wow. Right back then.
Okay, thank you.
You know what? What if airplanes were like this?
So full of surprises.
A drink you eat. I think that's...
What if that's
what
it was?
Is he talking about LSD?
You know, like you had a Southwest coupon for a drink you could eat? I'd like that.
Yeah.
Is that something we can do?
We should.
We should really increase the
cost. Planes don't have anything, anywhere to put the food. No. They don't have catering. They just give you a bag of nuts.
Yeah, most people do.
Not nuts anymore. Now it's pretzels. Pretzel sticks. I like pretzel sticks.
Yeah, me too.
The little ones.
I really like them. Okay. I pretend I'm smoking them for a while. It's fun. Yeah, I enjoy it. And I also like the pretzels, though, that are the little three-parters. The little, looks like almost a little heart. And there's three little holes, and then you can eat each section. I mean,
absolutely.
That's,
the classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love those.
I can't stop with the ceviche plantain combo.
No, and these little chips right here, did you have any of those, Dave?
Incredible.
Yeah, they're really good. They just get, like, you know, it's like nachos.
I can't stop drinking
I don't like
drink.
When they're all soggy.
I keep trying to come up with new things to say. You know, you don't want to keep saying the same thing. But the only thing in my brain is that this is all very good. This is good tasting food.
This show's kind of like Doug and Karen bring a comedian to a nice restaurant and everybody just talks about how great it is to eat in a nice restaurant.
Yeah, the comic is like, wearing a burlap sack as a shirt. And just like, I've been paid in beer for 10 years. This is my first meal that didn't come out of a can or something.
But it would be fun to have this kind of food. Well, I guess you couldn't. I mean, if you had this kind of food at a comedy club, like really something good like this, like great. It'd
be incredible.
I know, but the people would be so into it, they wouldn't pay attention, I don't think. Like with nachos that aren't that great, you're just like, oh, I'm just eating. I want to listen.
Oh, sure.
But with this, you'd be like,
make
I want a whole experience out of it. I don't know that you can mix the two.
A
like
lot of
that.
The clubs have a good... Have a good, you know, decent menu.
Yeah,
there's
decent.
Just never there's never ones that knock your dick in the dirt, though.
The Irvine Improv is attached to knock your dick in the dirt. Wow.
Well, Cobbs used to have
Doug Benson original.
No, that's a.
This show is gonna knock your dick in the dirt.
I've heard that from a few people.
For sure, knock your dick in the dirt.
I've never heard it.
Yeah, no, it's a fun expression because it makes no sense. It's
it's
never
so
know
impressive.
if it's what do you mean? Is that a good thing that happened to me or a bad thing?
Yeah, it's so angry. Yeah, this food's gonna fucking kill your parents. What? Yeah, the Irvine Improv is attached.
My dick in the dirt.
I'll tell you one thing. This food's a real titty twister.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is.
No, that's terrible. That's a terrible one. How often do you think the restaurant, the people we talk to, listen to the episode?
I would say not.
Ever?
Well, I've never listened to one.
Right, but...
Trying to get a chip.
You know.
Not
why,
ever.
Why would we listen to it? I'm just saying, like, because there's all this time where we're there away and they know we're talking in their restaurants. They might want to hear this part.
Who might listen to it? Well, first of all, I've found out from the people that we come to a lot that they'd listen to it anyway. They like this podcast, it turns out. It's like a...
That's great.
It's a, sort of an industry... Oh, did you hear that? You know, they like it. Doug's popular. They like to listen to you and see what you're doing. And a lot of restaurant people are fans of you. So put two and two together. It's a very, like you were saying, niche.
We're basically going to a bunch of stoner restaurants.
This guy, I don't know. He doesn't look too
high. If they're into me. Yeah, no, but that's the thing. Like, you know, a lot of people. God, a guy went nuts at the airport the other day. Where were we? We were in, like... Oh, man. Raleigh. We were flying out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And the guy that checked me in, took our bags, was just going crazy. Like, he was so happy to see me. And then he was like, next time you come through Raleigh, I'll hook you up, man. He's making the weed smoking gesture and everything. Yeah.
I don't know. He might be trying to test you to see what you have on you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That guy was really, he was undercover. He was trying to bust me. No, he like happily took my bag full of weed and threw it on the belt.
You were like, thank you.
Yeah, thanks,
sir,
dude.
I appreciate it.
No, we did. We took a selfie. Or no, we didn't even take a selfie. He passed the phone to someone else, which I hate. I wish they'd just selfie it.
You took a selfie with the restaurant guy yesterday. I'm telling you, it's an industry insider. I just don't
know. I'm glad that that's worked out for us. Now we just got to figure out a way to, get more listeners.
Have other people listen.
Plus, restaurants in other cities, other states.
Yeah, but how do we do that? We have to have a meeting.
Countries.
Oh, you know who we talked to? This one over here who set this whole thing up. We'll get Lindsay to help us out.
Bend her ear about it.
Yeah, she'll tell us what to do. Uh-oh, she heard us. She's hungry.
I know, I'm actually just hungry so I can
have some stuff.
A little ham.
What do you think? How did Doug and I take this out to the world instead of just Los Angeles?
I wish I could capture your reaction in here. Like, I feel like I want to compare it to everyone else who comes through here because everyone is like, wowed. I mean, I say you're going to have cocktails and tapas and you come in, you're like, whoa. This is not cocktails and tapas. It's like a whole other level.
Yeah.
He literally just changed vodka into gin at the table.
Yeah.
You know? It's a pretty impressive place.
It's nuts.
For sure.
Have you ever had the Philly cheesesteak or heard of it here?
No. I've only had it in Philly one time in my life, as a matter of fact.
We got some locked up
boxes of things.
In a box, in a wooden box.
It's like, since when do tapas come in a box?
Wait a minute.
This is insane.
Is there jewelry in here?
I am truly scared.
Oh, this is the one they said that we're going to eat. Drink.
Yeah, we're going to eat the drink.
We're going to eat drink. It's happening. This is so exciting. We
have a cocktail flight. A cocktail flight. It might be hard to hear. I don't know.
Cocktail flight.
Yeah, can we get...
He's got it. Ricardo knows what he's doing now. Yeah. He's going to come over here.
He's going to bring the other box right now. Thank you.
All right, do we have pictures of these boxes? I mean, this is too exciting. I don't know what's going to happen.
Are these tiny boxes?
Some people from other countries might come here and they're like, uh-oh, is this the end of us? Like you're saying.
I feel like...
You said it earlier, Dave.
That I'll die?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I might die. Yeah, I mean, the food's so good. Well,
So we have a cocktail flight of 12 countries. What we do is 12 different drinks. Some of them are edible, right? So we did the first one, it was Spain, the Siphon Gin and Tonic. This one will be Cuba, right? What is Cuba famous from? Cigars.
Oh, cigar box.
Oh, wow.
Cigars, it's all coming together for me.
Tobacco and mojitos, right?
Yeah.
So you may open your box.
Whoa.
And you have a mojito sphere inside. So what are you guys going to do? With a spoon, eat it, with your tongue exploded. And you're going to have the flavors of an actual mojito.
Holy
smokes. It's a little gel ball on a spoon. I can't.
Oh, this is so...
This is the coolest.
This is so cool. So excited about this.
Or what do you say? We say cheers.
Cheers.
What about you? You have... Oh, cheers, everyone.
I need to work on it. Yeah. They don't let me work drunk.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
What do you think?
That is so
delicious.
So good.
I didn't know it
was going to pop.
That was the best Jello shot I've ever taken.
It popped on me.
So good.
So you have all the flavors of an actual mojito there, right?
Yeah.
Box
and
represents
just, like, explodes.
Cuba. And then
yipes.
On that bar over there, what we do, we serve this, and then we go on the back with a little cigar, actual smoke. So get you a little bit on the...
Wow.
Geez, you got to warn people.
No, that's the fun, Karen.
It's explosive.
What makes it a little gel ball?
This is like the escape room of purification process. Eating.
Okay.
So same thing that we do with the olives, some of our items. We do a allergen bath, right?
Okay.
What it does, when you drop the liquid, or in this case the mojito mix, it reacts to it, so it makes like a membrane.
Wow.
Right, like a kind of gel. And then you need to take out, put it out, put it on water.
Who invented it?
The first esterification, it was done a long time ago in Spain, in El Bulli. But these ones are from Jose from Team Food Group. Yeah.
Wow. And did you get these boxes at Michael's?
No,
probably.
Some of them, we make them.
What?
Yes. Everything, we want to make everything here.
Yeah,
so cool. That's the idea.
I mean, and
some of
Easter.
Them, we bought them, some of them.
That's like if a Jell-O shot was a pleasant experience.
Yes.
Right.
All the way through. There's no point where you feel shame or sadness or
yeah, it's a Jell-O shot where no one was screaming at you.
You ever have boba?
Yes.
Is that totally. What it's called?
Yeah, boba, right?
Bubble
that's
tea?
It.
I'm not into that, tea. But I'm into this.
Yeah.
Perfect. That sounds great. We also do ones with a carajillo, which is coffee. A little bit of liqueur 43.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's how you end
that
up over there. We don't offer
so
coffee
good.
Until that bar, but we offer a shot of coffee.
That's man. So cool.
And it wakes you up, for sure.
Yeah.
I'll bet.
Did you smell the box, everyone?
Oh, smell the box.
Oh.
It has a little bit of tobacco inside. So we want people to God. Take you to that journey. Cuban.
I just quit smoking, yeah. So this is exactly what I wanted.
Oh. You wanted that?
To smell tobacco, absolutely.
Well, that's great you did. I quit 10 years ago. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you.
Keep it up. Just drink it.
Just drink tobacco.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you. God.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's amazing. Thank you. I can't. They brought us an amazing thing in a box.
It's in a box.
You guys got to come here. Whoever's listening, if you don't come here, you're dumb.
Yeah, I know.
You're dumb.
This place isn't for stupid people.
Yes, it could
be. You have to not be afraid to have something explode in your mouth.
It's actually really so cool to be in this space with nobody here. It is really very interesting. It's a feeling that you don't normally have.
It's like we're taking care of the Overlook Hotel for the winter.
Yes. Again, death
and
comes into the picture.
Sitting in their beautiful, empty restaurant.
Right.
Just us.
The pork, you know, I didn't talk to him about the pork, but it's the most... Got the strongest yet not overbearing flavor. It's very strong tasting compared to like just for instance, regular chorizo you'd get or a pepperoni or something. I don't know. It's heavy duty stuff.
Yeah, it reminds me of like, you know, not a Slim Jim, but a fancier Slim
that
Jim.
Is, yes.
Everything on the table is... somewhat like something I've had before, but just the best version of it ever, including the box, the wooden box.
I mean, and the wooden spoon it comes with?
The spoon, yeah.
I ruined my box because I opened it up into the tomato
chips.
Bread. No, the tomato bread. So it's got a tomato stain on it now.
I popped a mojito into mine.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I bet you take the box with you. I highly doubt they keep them.
What? You think
you don't
just keep the box?
How many boxes do you think
that
they have?
I think they've got them.
That seems great.
Like that's the thing that they give you.
They charge you so much for that dish.
But I think this box,
I hope that's
I've been
true,
to Michael's,
I was
this box
steal the
costs
box.
About $1.50. Mm-hmm. Here's a question we didn't ask. Why do we have... Oh, I guess he didn't use all of them. Because my gin and tonic... I mean, my tonic hasn't been touched. The bottle that he put down.
Right.
But other people's
have.
Yeah,
he was just
have.
Pouring for like half from
I
each
see.
Or something.
Yeah. I see.
But what do you think's going to happen
I don't
now?
Know. That's what I... You know, that's the thing. I'm so curious. Because...
That might be it.
Yeah. No, no. I don't think... Something's going to happen, I think.
I don't know.
I think we're going to get arrested.
Busy, you know, he's busy making limes for tonight.
It would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's coming back.
No,
cocktails.
It was about, we answered it ourselves. It was just, I just looked at this and I said, oh, my tonic water's filled. And then I said, oh, what are they going to use that for? And then I realized everybody, you'd use other ones.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We tend to leave it on.
You're not the brightest tonic water in the bar.
I'd say top three. Top three for sure.
Yeah. For sure. And then we just were saying, gosh, what could possibly happen next? And we don't know. I mean, I think there might be something next, but we're not sure.
It's actually a round of Jaeger shots for sure. That's what I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh,
you guys got all. You all got so nervous.
What a nightmare!
Absolutely. Bring us
yeah.
Back
no.
Just like we're in Reno for 2 weeks.
That's what we're going for sure. Absolutely. And I heard you say Jaeger that you weren't shots. Expecting that thing to explode.
No.
The sphere. That's because we charge it with CO2. It's crazy because we have to take the.
Oh really?
It's nuts. It's so intricate. Like to put it in an Algen bath, it has to be as heavy as possible.
Yeah.
If there's any air from the blender. It's not going to sink. It's going to be too buoyant. right? So we put it inside a Star Trek style vacuum and then take the air out, and then we have to put the air back in to make it
explode.
More buoyant and explode. Yeah.
Oh.
Still a trip.
Man.
Really fun.
Yeah, that was really nice.
I heard you guys say Jello shot, and it cracked me up.
Yes. like the best a Jello shot could ever be.
Oh, man, that's the new name of the cocktail.
It reminded me a little bit of Bobo Tea. Bobo Tea.
That's awesome. I love that.
Except for more better. How do I talk again? I'm a writer, right?
More better.
All right, more better Jello shot. That's the name for sure. Right on. Well, if you guys need anything else, just scream Josh really loud, and I'll be here.
Oh, I see awesome. Ricardo though.
Ricardo's up to
something. I am always screaming, so.
Man. I don't know. Maybe they're just gonna leave us here. Who knows what's gonna happen? What do you think? Anything else?
I don't know. But it's funny that you brought Josh over for no reason.
I didn't mean to.
Yeah, it was completely unintentional, I think.
But he did give us a good, idea about how those mojito balls are made.
Yeah, that's right.
Man. Yeah, and Ricardo was talking about, I didn't really understand what he meant, but he was talking about the casing. They like, oh, we were talking about that for a minute.
A
it was
membrane,
invented. Membrane,
sort.
Right. Yeah. I don't even, my vocabulary contains like 15 words total. You know what I mean? I don't understand what's happening. Die. Yeah, die, death, dying.
Did you expect any of this today? What were you expecting?
No, I had no expectations. I mean, I guess what I expected was that I would show up and it would be a restaurant with other people in it.
Uh-huh.
And there would, you know, they would take care of us, and I expected it to be nice, but I didn't expect this. No.
Me either.
Yeah. It's very.
And we've been to some great places too. It's not like we've been to a bunch
sure.
of, you know, this is just real special. It's different.
This place is incredible. Tapas are so much fun, especially to do on a show like this too. You just get to experience so much in comparison to like one meal.
And they're not chintzy on the tapas here. I mean, as far as their portions, they're
clearly
big.
Yeah.
You could have that for yourself for a meal.
And I have, you know, I've tried all of it and it's all so good. And then I also just keep coming back to the tomato bread and putting charcuterie on it.
Oh, that's a good idea. I didn't even do that.
Oh yeah, you got to do it.
Oh yeah.
All right, I'll try that. And also I did try it though with the tuna.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, put some of this on there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That other one's, I think, too strong. I think you need a nice, subtle one for that.
All right, I'll try it.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
So good.
Yeah. Have you been to Spain?
I have never been to Spain.
I've been there once.
Yeah? Is it beautiful?
It's unbelievable. Barcelona, yeah. And it's.
I don't know why. My family and I lived in Italy for 3 years when I was a kid. Mm. And when we moved back to this, my dad was in the Navy, and he was stationed there. And when we moved back, my parents and I went on a trip all around Europe, and we went to everywhere in Europe except France, Spain, and Portugal for some reason. Hmm. Yeah, it was very. You know what? I'm mad at them, and I hope they're listening.
I mean, I can kind of guess. I guess why Spain a little bit, because it's similar to Italy. I mean, it's different, but it's like, you know, got a kind of a similar. I don't know. It is different though. It really is different. But France.
Yeah. I mean, France, yeah. I mean, both of those countries have, like, I don't know, the most famous cities on planet Earth, you know?
Yeah.
I'm still mad at my parents about it, for sure.
Yeah, that's it. They only took you to the rest of Europe.
Yeah. We went to Legoland in Denmark. You know what I mean? Come on, guys.
That's good.
We're not going to the Louvre, but we're going to Legoland.
Did you? That's awesome. Are you kidding?
No, we went to Legoland in Denmark. Yeah, yeah. I am not kidding. We
I
went there
Lego.
And did not go to the Louvre.
Legoland in Carlsbad,
yes.
California?
Mm-hmm.
Which one's better?
No, that's what I'm asking you.
I have not been to the one in Carlsbad, only one in Denmark.
But you must, I can't imagine, the one in Denmark must be amazing.
It's incredible. I mean, yeah, they literally have a Mount Rushmore. I would imagine it's not the exact same size, but it's big. made of Legos. I mean, yeah, it's just a sight to be seen, but I don't know. They might have, like, tried to, like, really blow it out of the water in Carlsbad, because they're like, shit, we're in Carlsbad.
Hey, guys, you know what I think? I think we're done, and we still have all this food. I mean, I think we should just sit here and eat the rest of the food.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to rob this place.
Oh, there is. Oh, geez. There's one more thing coming, I see.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, let's just enjoy ourselves. And while we're, I mean, there's nothing else to do here but enjoy yourself. It's just too great.
I wish I could put into words what it feels like to be in here. Because, like, one of the choices they made is that every single place you can sit and table you can eat at is different from the next. There's this, like, massive dining room table in the middle that must be 50 feet long.
Yeah, I don't want to be in here when that party comes in.
Yeah, that bachelorette party, no thanks.
Group of people sitting at that huge long table.
Bachelor party, I don't know about this place.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah.
They're not going to know what's going on.
But they do. Bachelor parties,
I mean,
go
I don't
want to
be a generalist. Yeah, they go to comedy shows.
Which is terrible, too. So.
That's like dealing with the terrible twos.
Yes.
Right?
That's perfect. It is. It's so.
It's a strange thing.
You have to be nice. But you don't want to be, really.
Man.
It's tough.
Yeah, and you don't have to be.
I think I made a mistake there. This was the last bit of business from this restaurant, which is, we couldn't have asked for more. I mean.
No.
They're, like, so busy getting ready for tonight.
Of course they are.
Oh, is the opening tonight?
I don't know if that it's the opening, but it's.
They're open.
They're open, yeah.
Oh, they're open. Oh, I thought that they were not open yet or something.
Just today. Now, the hours-wise.
Yeah, oh, I see.
They're like, they don't do lunch anyway.
I see.
Nighttime place.
I think you're going to all have to come here. And we're going to eat all this tuna.
And also, I have to stress, check out the bathroom. The bathrooms rule here. Literally, when they asked where the bathroom was and... someone who works here kindly walked me over to them, and when they got me to the bathroom, they said, "All right, welcome to Alice in Wonderland," and then walked away. I went into the bathroom, and it's like a cube made of mirrors with urinals on one side and stalls on the other, and then the sinks in the middle. It's just, like, trippy.
They should have it. You know what? We should give them a suggestion. You should flush the toilet, and it's just like on a plane. It makes that loud noise. I think people will like it.
Yeah. I've always thought that more restaurants should do that. Really make you feel like
you're gonna go out of nice place.
Exactly. That sound always makes me feel safe and good, just like it did now.
Sorry, Aristotle.
He threw up. Aristotle
threw up. How'd you do that? That's pretty good. I like that. I'm gonna do that the next dinner party. Hey, everybody. Oh, that's my one impression I'll be able to do.
Well, you could segue perfectly into your Darth Vader impression.
I sound like I'm a little bit underwater when I'm saying it. What about, you got it, Dave, do you have a signature impression that you can do?
I really don't.
Nothing?
I mean.
Like I always would say, hello to Burn, hello Shirley. I was always pretend I was Squiggy or whatever.
I'm not an exact impression guy. I can do like voices, but it's never a real person.
Like voiceover stuff.
Yeah. Like
cartoons.
You know, hey, what's up? Hey, my name's Cannoli Pizza. You know what I mean? People like that.
Cannoli Pizza.
How's Cannoli Pizza doing? I haven't seen him in a while.
Hey, what's up, Doug? How are you? I am a hitman and also a garbage man. I enjoy both murder and trash.
So you're going to create, so what you're doing, you're creating characters that other people are going to imitate.
That will later be famous.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, by the way, for seeing me.
I think that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, everybody check out Dave's new album. It's called What the Fuck Am I? What is it called?
Well, I'm going to call it that now.
What's it called?
The Only Man Who Has Ever Had Sex. Yeah, the URL where you can buy it is sex.guns.beer.
Sex.guns.beer.
Yes.
Oh,
little
no.
mantra that I have.
Yeah, me too.
Whenever I get in I behind the wheel
you.
Of a car.
Yeah. Sex.guns.beer.
Right on.
Yeah.
Karen, is there anything new that you need to tell us about? I mean, I know we're recording another one of these tomorrow, so.
Well.
You know.
I don't think
so,
but
a lot has happened since yesterday when we recorded the last one.
No, but I want.
We're on a tear right now.
I think people should know sort of a little bit. Okay, so that, the film, that you made, the short film with us,
Brentwood.
Mm-hmm. It's hitting all kinds of film festivals. We're like, if you look at our poster now, it's got 75 laurels on it. I mean, the thing's doing good.
Yeah, they're playing it at all the festivals.
I like that.
Yeah, we've seen it. We've managed to catch it in a few places.
So just, I'd say, people look out for Brentwood. I mean, maybe.
Yeah. I hope it gets nominated for an Oscar.
Do you know that it's eligible now?
Well, I wouldn't have said that if it was ineligible. I'm not that dumb.
For a joke.
I hope it wins the Pulitzer.
But it's not eligible for that.
Yeah, see, that's why I wouldn't say it.
Oh.
I mean, just to be nominated would be great.
Well, but, Doug, you did win Best Supporting Actor against
at
Kate.
At some film festival, it doesn't really exist.
He won Best Supporting Actor at a... he insists the film festival didn't exist, which it did, and it was in Los Angeles.
Oh, were you there?
No, but I saw it. I saw the ad for it. I was there,
and it was...
oh, that's true.
It was weird.
But anyways, the supporting actors
who won... The guys who presented me the award, it felt like they had no idea who I was or what movie I was in, or I don't think that's great. They were just two guys going, okay, this guy wins this award.
That's so funny.
And they stand next to you, like right next to you while you're making your acceptance speech.
Oh, God.
And looking at you like, wrap it up. It was just in a theater downtown, the Regal Cinemas downtown.
Wow.
But anyway, it was quite an honor.
But it was an honor.
Cate Blanchett did not show up to accept Best Supporting Actress.
She was Best Supporting Actress for another film, and he was Best Supporting Actor.
Wow.
I mean...
That's cool.
Dave.
Yeah.
Just that. He says it's not real, but yeah. That's real. Well,
somebody got high and made that decision all by themselves. But anyway, thank you for that honor, festival whose name I don't even know.
L.A. Fest.
What?
L.A. Fest.
That's not what it was called.
They made it look like the L.A. Film Festival.
It was independent screening fest, independent cinema festival.
I will show you later.
It was like ISIS were the initials.
It was ISIS?
It wasn't ISIS.
You got this award from ISIS?
No, but it was close. Huh. It was like FIIS or FCIS.
They tried to make it look like the L.A. Film Festival with the way it looked, and it almost said that.
And they were cheating then.
Yes.
Yeah, it was Independent Film Festival, I think is what it's called.
Right, but we've also been involved in some really good ones, don't forget.
Yes. I'm going to be in, where am I going to be this weekend? Oh, this weekend, Saturday, I'll be in Phoenix at a new club there called CB Live in North Phoenix. And then on Sunday night, I'm doing stand-up at Comedy Works in downtown Denver.
Also great. Everyone loves that club.
It's so a good one.
Good club.
And all of my dates are at douglovesmovies.com. And
I guess that's about it,
yeah.
Huh?
For the Bazaar at SLS Hotel in La Cienega in Los Angeles. And for Dave Ross and Karen Anderson.
I'll throw Jose Andreas out there also.
Yeah. For him, too. It's his deal.
And Ricardo.
He's got a million restaurants.
And Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for all
cool
of those
people.
Food, for all of them. For the people that person that takes pictures of our food. For all of those people.
Is that human?
This is Doug Benson saying, bon appetit, motherfuckers.
Snow peas, brie cheese, our plates are clean. We dined with Doug and Karen.
Donnie's dog and mommy.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.